Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." And when Jesus had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." So far our text. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you," Jesus says. It's appropriate as we prepare to be sent out, some of us sooner rather than later, to consider how the seminary has formed us and changed us and prepared us, especially in light of verse 23, forgiving and retaining sins. One way that I know I've been changed is my theological library that I came in with doesn't look anything like the one I'm going to be walking out with. Maybe it's the same way for you. Much bigger books, much heavier books, and more expensive books, sure. But what I brought in, Knowing God by J.I. Packer, Experiencing God by Blackaby, and some other commentaries and Bible studies just don't seem to cut it. What about your library? We've changed. The clearer we see the light of the gospel, the darker our world seems to get. And if you haven't noticed it in your library, I'm curious to know how you feel when you walk into a Christian bookstore, or better yet, down the religion section of Barnes & Noble's. What do you feel then? A little uneasy these days, outside of your CPH bookstore? A little uncomfortable in heathen territory? You're right. It feels that way. We've changed. The clearer we see the pure light of the gospel, the darker some of the theology in the world and our world seems to be. But sometimes the change in our eyes move down into our hearts and come out our mouths too. Maybe first year we speak in pseudo-intellectual terms about one type of worship or another in a snide or disparaging way. And then it slowly builds, right? We learn about the theology of the cross and calling a thing what it is. And we take that to new depths, don't we? In speaking about the theology of Oprah and televangelists and the Da Vinci Code, we come up with the most colorful, the most offensive things we can come up with and share them with the brothers here. I admit it, I've done that too. We've changed. Yet our anger and frustration at the darkness builds and builds and builds till we're ready to be sent out. We're ready to be given by the church the keys to forgive and retain sins. And we are ready to storm the darkness and condemn them to hell. Take a look again this morning, though, at the one who gives the keys. Look at his hands again, and his side, and his feet. Before you and I ever step outside of this door, know that the world has been condemned already by God the Father. He has sent his holy law into our hearts, into our conscience, into the revealed word of Scripture, and we all stand under the condemnation of the law. God the Father has spoken a word of condemnation much harsher than you or I could ever think up, and has spoken a word of condemnation more eternal than any word we could utter. And he spoke it against his Son, not against you, not against me, not against Oprah, not against Dan Brown, against his Son, who now stands in front of his disciples, risen and living, and sending them into the darkness again. into the same darkness with people who claim to know the scriptures yet twist it against God as they did with Jesus, who claim to believe in Yahweh, the one true God, yet slander or misuse the name of his son like they did when he was living. Yet the key is we are sent into the darkness for the same purpose as the Son. As the Father has sent me, says Jesus, so I send you. He tells us in John chapter 3, the purpose that the Father sent the Son. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. That sounds nice, but what does that look like, right? How do you retain sins and save people? Aren't those opposed to each other? Maybe we should borrow a metaphor that Jesus uses for his own ministry, a metaphor of light coming into the darkness in John chapter 12. He says, I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Maybe our ministries might be couched and thought of in terms of light coming into the darkness, which means another change takes place, a change in how we view those living in the darkness. Consider a moment our world living in the darkness in a similar manner to nine men who found themselves in bitter darkness, trapped 240 feet below Earth on July 25th, 2002. They were miners working there, but trying to get out desperately. Yet the water had filled their mine to the point where they had about 4 feet above them, about 12 feet around them, and nine of them in the pitch black darkness. And listen to how one of them describes it. The water had beat us. It filled up to the roof at that point, and we just couldn't get out. So we scrambled back to the highest point inside the mine. We thought a couple of us were having a heart attack. We all had pain and couldn't breathe. Some of the men began suffering from hypothermia as the hours wore on. Then we just covered each other up, hugged each other, whatever it took, just to keep each other warm. Some guys would just shake more than others. Their world, like our world, is filled with a darkness where people are shaking from a chill that they can't even identify. They live in a world where their eyes are completely open, but it's so dark they can't even see the filth that they're living in. The darkness is that thick that they huddle together and shake, trying to live to the next day. Yet into the miner's life there came a light that blinded them initially, that was too bright for their eyes to see. Yet when they regained their sight, a light that revealed the filth and the mud that was literally caked onto their very pores of their hands and faces. So too, in some ways, our ministry is like light coming into the darkness that will reveal the mud and the grime of people's lives, expose this false theology about God that they make up based on pieces of scripture and the society around them, that God is as tolerant as the best of an American citizen? Or maybe it's to reveal the grime and the dirt that is so caked on their hearts that we now think love is something that you can choose to get married over or separate if you want, or just cohabitate together or live with whoever you want, our ministry will be bringing light to expose the filth. Yet that light for the miners came to illuminate the way out, to bring them to the surface where real life occurs, life above, life in the sun. So to our ministry, although it may reveal and it may hurt their eyes for a moment, our goal should always be to reveal the one who is the way, who stands before them living and risen from the dead, who has entered their filth, gone into their tombs, and risen victorious. As you consider being sent out and how you have been changed, as we consider how we are to use the keys of the kingdom, may we do it as light coming into darkness, with the purpose of the Father and of the Son, the salvation of all who believe. As the Father has sent me, says Jesus, so I send you. Amen.